New Orleans has a new social aid and pleasure club. The French Quarter Madams is a women's marching group that will take to the streets of the Vieux Carré for the first time on the Friday before Mardi Gras. But while these fun-loving local women are all about the usual carnival revelry, they have a more unusual take on their handmade corsets and bustiers. They're thinking green. With me today are Vivian Kahn and Tanya Aiken, founders of French Quarter Madams. Hello, Vivian and Tanya, and welcome.
Hello, thank you.
First of all, tell us a little bit about the French Quarter Madams and how it all began.
Well, it all began because we were members of another women's crew called the Divas. And the Divas are about 15 years old. They are known for hand-beating their bustiers. And I was with them about 13 or 14 years, had a wonderful time with them. But we wanted more of our friends to be able to enjoy this. So Tanya suggested that we start our own crew, and which we did, and she came up with the name French Quarter Madams. We want to put the green in purple, green, and gold. So we are not emphasizing using plastic beads from China, but rather found objects, saved objects, unusual objects, things that are more recyclable and reusables.
So why are beads so bad? Tell me.
They are toxic. The ones that are sort of iridescent are especially bad and poisonous, and children tend to put those in their mouths. The workers in China labor under slave conditions to produce them. They can't even talk to each other. They'll be docked a day's pay in some places if they even talk. It's sort of a lose-lose situation. Since I've stopped going crazy trying to ask people for beads or scream to people to throw me beads, I've really looked at the costumes and the floats, and so much work and effort goes into that. And I think people miss that because in this frenzy to catch beads, which they then throw in the gutter, you really miss a lot of the artistry of the crew.
I know we're still using a lot of plastic beads, and there are many different people who take the beads and then create all different types of artwork, or they actually use them for some benefit. So at least if they're going to use the beads, there may be some other alternatives as to how we can create something wonderful and useful from them.
You named your group for the Madams of Storyville, which was the area for brothels back in the jazz age. You described them as being women entrepreneurs, being strong women.
Yes, they were. They were early entrepreneurs. Women did not have as many opportunities then as they do now. But those women who wanted to strike out on their own, make money, create a whole legacy for themselves, which they've done because people still talk about Storyville. And we are honoring them by being the French Quarter Madams, which is also perfect for us. Our band is going to be the Storyville Stompers.
Nice. You seem to be able to keep the zaniness going while you also are being socially responsible. Isn't that kind of ironic or oxymoronic or something?
Maybe moronic. You know, it's Mardi Gras, so there's a lot of leverage and leeway. Any money we have left over, we're going to designate a nonprofit, and there's so many worthy ones in this city to give the money to. And I just like to make people happy. There's a moment during Mardi Gras when everything just seems perfect and it falls into place. It's this cosmic moment, and I feel like I work the whole year just to experience that one second.
The French Quarter Madams and their gentlemen callers will be marching through the streets of the French Quarter on the Friday before Mardi Gras. Here's to your success. They say you always remember your first time, so I think this will probably be a lot of fun. Thank you, Vivian. Thank you, Tanya, for being with us here today. We appreciate it.
It was great to have been here. Thank you, Renee.
Thank you, Renee. We loved coming here.
In New Orleans, I'm Renee Peck.